This is Radio Labour.
Today we had a massive strike by all the workers in India. This is sponsored by the entire trade union movements in this country, irrespective of political affiliations.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In India, millions of workers are on a two-day general strike starting Wednesday, February 20th. Banks, schools, shops, restaurants, and many government departments are shut down. Emergency services such as healthcare and milk supply have been exempted from the strike. The strike is being organized by all 11 of the country's labor centrals. Even the Central Labor Organization, which is aligned with the ruling party, the Indian National Trade Union Congress, is supporting the strike. Mahar Dhawan is the Deputy General Secretary of one of the labor centrals organizing the general strike, the All India Congress of Trade Unions.
Everybody was a part of this massive strike today. This was the organized, unorganized, informal sector. All sectors are participating in this.
What are the unions demanding?
10-point charter of demands. And these 10-point charter of demands involve very many core issues and basic issues, including payment of minimum wages, which has been decided, some formula was decided in 1957. That has not been implemented even today under the Minimum Wages Act. We want social security coverage for all the people, including the unorganized informal workers. We do not want our public sector to be privatized. There is a program of disinvestment of public sector in the government. We want the social security coverage universally for all employees, all the workers. And we want the labor laws to be implemented. Unfortunately, implementation of labor laws is totally very unsatisfactory in our country. We want the amendment to the various acts like bonus, like gratuity, like pension. All these things need to be amended to have a better coverage of all the people.
We have heard that economic conditions in India are getting better. How true is this?
The economy is on the up. People are getting, there are billionaires in India. Their number is increasing. At the same time, people who below the poverty line, their number is also increasing. It's a dichotomy. The growth has gone into only some sectors. It has not trickled down. The unorganized sectors, they don't get the benefit of the economy's growth. There is a large number of poverty. Recently, there is a study of 43% of the children are undernourished in our country. This is admitted by Prime Minister himself as a shame to this country. So that is the situation. So we do not want this situation to continue.
One of your principal demands is for greater respect of labor laws and union organizing. Tell us about that.
We want at least India being the founder member of the International Labor Organization. They have not ratified the core conventions, 87 and 93, 98. These are the core conventions for the organization of unions. Even these four conventions has not been ratified by the government, because of which the union registration, which is allowed in 1926 by a law, Trade Union Act, even that could not be implemented in many sectors.
Just to be clear for our listeners, the International Labour Organization, the ILO, is the UN body which sets minimum labour standards in the world by establishing conventions for nations to apply. Conventions 87, 93, and 98 refer to the right of workers to join unions and bargain collectively. Mr. Dhawan, the government is saying that it can't afford to meet the demands of the unions. What do you say to that?
This is not correct. Non-payment of minimum wages to the workers, there can be no excuse for that. The government is supporting the corporates. Government is wanting foreign direct investment with conditions. Condition of union-free environment. That is the attitude. We don't agree with this.
And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.